Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I did a new claim 2 weeks ago, and I think I was supposed to get some additional information. And I tried to file. The lady put in the first claim herself, and she gave me a temporary number and PIN number. And then she also said I would get a pamphlet and then like a pay card. But I haven't received anything on any kind of pamphlet. But I tried to file last week, and then I got kind of hectic and trying to do some other stuff, trying to find work and stuff. Can I give you some information? Can you help me tonight, or do I need to call back tomorrow?
So did you file your weekly certification last week?
It didn't go through. She gave me a temp PIN number. It was 0474, and then she told me to come up with my own number, but it didn't accept it at the time. But she also told me there was going to be a pamphlet that comes in with within 7 days, or I would be receiving a benefit card. So if I am eligible, it will start going to there. But she just told me to file every week until.
Until you received something. So
yeah.
You didn't. So if you didn't call your.
I didn't go through last week, but she did it over the phone herself.
Okay, so she did?
She did, yes, sir, 2 weeks ago. So, but now, last Sunday, I tried to file, and it wasn't going through, so I was trying to see what I need to actually do. And I think I need some extra information, but if I can give you my social and anything I need to give, just to find out exactly what I need to do tomorrow to get it going back, I mean, make sure we're going to stay on the same page. So that's what
right.
I'm trying to look at.
So if the weekly certification did not go through last week, we would have to reopen the claim.
Okay.
So if you would like to reopen the claim, I'd need your social, your driver's license number, and then if you said you're going to get the payment card.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to know the name of your last employer, and I'll need you to answer a bunch of questions for me, and I can go ahead and have that filed for you tonight.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, sir. What's that social?
418-152804.
And what is your first and last name?
Coy C. Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what is your date of birth?
10-374.
And your mother's maiden name?
Truitt, T-R-U-I-T-T.
All righty. Thank you so much, Mr. Green. All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
I'm sorry?
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Well, I'm trying to get, was trying to get some, but I have to have.
All righty. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
Can I get the issuing state and the license number?
Alabama, and it's 6886-6990. I better look in my wallet, make sure for sure I don't have to use that much. So I'm going to make sure I got it correct. Yes, sir. It's 6886-990.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Green.
Okay.
And what is a good mailing address for you?
407 South Dawkins Street, New Brockton, Alabama, 36351.
And has your is your home address different from the mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
It has changed in the last year.
Yes, it has changed.
Okay. And what is a good phone number to reach you at?
334-389-2119.
Just confirm your address is 507 South Dawkins Street, New Brockton, Alabama, 36351.
407.
All right. And just so you know, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1989 Nissan Pulsar, a 1990 Chevrolet Corsica, a 1994 Volvo 940 Series, a 1999 Daewoo Lanos, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following colleges have you ever attended? Andrews University, Coe College, Isothermal Community College, Sacred Heart Major Seminary, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Hoover, Prattville, Mobile, or none of the above?
Enterprise. I worked in Prattville before and I've been to Hoover before.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1721 River Row Drive, 455 Price Street, 694 South John Street, 921 Joine Drive, or none of the above?
694 South John Street.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Origin Design, Triglass Corporation, Universal Business Insurance, Vincon Restaurant, or none of the above?
Try glass.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
I'm sorry.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And what is the last day that you worked? Mr. Green,
Yes.
what is the last day that you worked?
Let me see. January 12th, 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work
I've
for
been
yourself?
searching, so.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Not anymore.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I'm looking for full-time work.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I'm sorry, once again.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
I'm sorry?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
I will.
It's asking if you are part of a union.
No.
All right. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They said this one says the spring because I had the COVID. And so they actually shut down one plant, one part of the plant for cleaning for the for a couple of months. And then so what they're doing is just placing people, you know, in different places until next month. And then they should call me back.
All righty. And what was your job title at that job?
Just a laborer.
Production. Next. All right. And who is your most recent employer?
Sessions Company, Enterprise, Alabama.
What's the name of it?
Sessions.
Did you go through a temp? Did you go through a temp agency?
No, it was directly through the door.
And you said Sessions.
Yes. Excuse me.
Do you have a pay stub?
Yes, I should have one in my sister's car.
Is there any way you could get it and see if it's under a different name?
W-2? Not here. No, I haven't received a W-2 from, no. I just started back in December with them. But see, I had tested for the COVID and then, so I had to get retested and so all of that. But that's what I'm saying. I didn't know what additional information, what the young lady said I probably have to have. Because like I said, she told me that they would send a packet. And then, like I said, benefit card. And then that original PIN number, temp PIN number.
Right. And where was Sessions in? Can you spell Sessions for me?
Yes, it's S-E-S-S-I-O-N-S Company, North Main Street, Enterprise, Alabama, 36330.
Peanut farming, okay. And you said you started in December. Do you know when in December?
I want to say, I'd say probably the, around the 20th, 25th, somewhere in there. The 20th, I think, in there. I may be off on that, but I can get the information to you all from, because my sister lives in another city. And I can get the information tomorrow as far as that. And if I need any additional information.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. They sent me the letter and then and that's what they had for the, they sent me a letter in their own envelope from Sessions, and it said notice of availability of unemployment compensation, I guess because of the COVID, I don't know.
All right, so I'm just going to put it off as laid off as no work is available.
Yes.
All right, so your PIN number is 0474?
Yes.
All right. So I'm not going to waste your time going over all this stuff because it just went over with you a couple days ago. You need to be actively looking for a job.
Yes.
You know which websites to go to, which numbers to call to file your weekly certifications.
Give me the number. I have the number. I tried to call it just now, not too long ago. Should I be using the 1-800-752-7389?
Yes.
Okay, so because she did it the first week, like 2 weeks ago, because when I got the information, and it said that within so many days it will actually go back out and have to start back over. So I was just trying to see if we got everything going back in order and see what the claim is going to be, if I'm going to be eligible for the claim.
Yeah, so you'll call that number, but you don't have to start filing until Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Okay, so start back over, and then let's do the. So when I do the 1-800-752-7389, so I need to put this temp pin in, or do I need to put a new pin in?
That's the pin you'll use.
Okay, so the first time, so after this Sunday, you use that 0474, correct?
Correct.
The temp pin. Okay, and then I create a new pin from that point on. But what about, so I should still be getting a packet in the mail to see, you know, what the deal is. That's what she had shown me, but nothing ever came, so, you know, so far.
Yes, that booklet will be out to you. I did select for you to get it again, so they'll have it out to you in a couple of, should have it out to you in a couple of days.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And then just file that, my temp number, and see what the, how long does it actually take now for the termination?
It's still 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks, so just file all the weeks, and then so then it'll just, if I become eligible, will it be?
You'll receive a letter in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll let you know when your payments will start and everything. And
okay, so will it, if it goes through after the 2 or 3 weeks, if it goes through as eligibility, will it be for all 2 weeks or all 3 weeks or just start then? I don't know, because, I mean, it's been a long time since I did this. It's been almost 30 years. So
I'm not going to be able – I can't tell you one way or the other if it's going to go through to those previous weeks or not, because we don't backdate our claims. But that is a question you can ask our inquiry department.
Okay, so just wait on the packet and then just file Sunday and just
yes.
See what happens.
Yes.
And that's when I create a new PIN number after that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just use it just one time this weekend, this coming Sunday, and then put in a new PIN number. So,
yes.
Because I know she did it last week during the week, and that's what she used with the new PIN number. So you can't do that what she did, or I just have to wait and start it Sunday.
No, sir, you'll start your weekly certification process on Sunday.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, do you have any other questions?
No, sir.
All right, then thank you.
So you said we'll receive something in a couple of days, right, for the pamphlet?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the card you won't receive until after you are approved for payments.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
All right, well, thank you, sir, and you have a good night.
Thank you, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Yes, sir.